This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Witnessing the carnage in financial markets in the wake of the Trump administration's imposition of large tariffs on friendly and hostile countries alike, two lessons of economic policy that I've learned over the years come to mind. The first is this: it's hard for a government to create economic growth, but it is much easier for governments to destroy it. That's why some of the most effective steps that governments can take to help the economy involve getting out of the way. Which brings to mind a second lesson embodied in what a fellow economist told me during the 90s, when a Democratic administration and a Republican Congress were locked in conflict. Gridlock is good, he said, and the steady diet of better growth, falling inflation, and very low government deficits at that time were evidence of just that. So-called failures of government to pass legislation look much better in hindsight than the so-called successes in passing behemoth spending and regulatory blowouts like Dodd-Frank, the Affordable Care Act, or the Inflation Reduction Act. And now we have tariffs. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.